Dear Lord, help us to be patient with great understanding. We ask to reflect you in all ways, and that your peace and understanding will govern our behavior. Let patience have its way within our hearts, and your understanding shape us so that we can reach out and understand those who need you. Amen. Mary had faith that what God promised her would come to pass. Mother Mary began, "There is a great deal of prayer over the years for this community to be birthed. You were not aware of it, but everything you suffered both here and in town was applied to this cause. My children, there are so many promises that you've been given in your lives, that you are at this time nourishing by your day-to-day living and trials. All good things come to those who wait. Many are waiting for the time of their visitation and the fulfillment of their promises. Yet some have given up and no longer believe that it will come to pass. Some of you feel this way because it is taking so very long. Some have given up thinking they didn't hear correctly. Others are trying to bring the vision to pass before its time, and you are very frustrated. I want to say to you, wait faithfully. Nourish your faith. What the Lord told to you will come to pass in His timing and His way. This is one of the hardest things for souls of the earth to understand. They want it video game quick. God's plans proceed slowly. Yet when you think nothing is being done, you are actually mining the goal that will be used to support the vision. Claire and Ezekiel thought at one point that perhaps they had not heard the Lord, and they put it on the shelf with other seemingly impossible things. But here they are today with the community Jesus promised them. It took a great deal of preparation, really 40 years, since at that time she knew that the Lord was going to raise up a Franciscan community with her mothering them. The vision was set into the deep shadows of the times to come, not knowing when or how, and suspected it was not Jesus but a familiar spirit. In all truth, it was indeed my son who had spoken to her, and he brought it about so simply at the time she never expected. I am telling you this, dear children, because many of you are grieving over promises not yet realized. I want to say to you, hold on to the vision. If it tarries, wait for it. God indeed rides straight with crooked lines. And you may not understand why, but you don't need to understand. You need to trust, even as I had to trust these things to come about. The answer to your insecurities is to be faithful to the letter of what He asks of you each day, and one day you will find yourselves on the shores of your destiny with everything coming together underneath you with barely any effort. Remember, you do not die and lose your calling. Your calling can also be fulfilled in the next world, but you must hide these things in your hearts until they come to fruition. This goes for prophecies spoken over you as well. Of course, test the spirits, but once you have determined that this is indeed a promise, hide it in your heart and be faithful to all the duties of the moment that God has set before you for that day. He writes straight with crooked lines, and you are under instruction and formation for the promise to come true. Do not grow impatient as some do. Rather, lock these up tightly in your heart and allow them to nourish the visions and give you experiences that seem to make no sense but are part of His plan to prepare you. Be faithful to the present moment, and you will arrive on the shores of your destiny. Do as I did. Tuck them away in your heart and nourish them as something that will indeed come to pass at the proper time.